you know, just to get on the subject of situations that have arisen over the years. It was 2016, September 16th. And I was coming from Elko in my Jeep. I had Duke with me. And there was bright lights on the rear end of my vehicle. So I changed lanes. And lights came back up behind me, so I changed lanes again. Well, this went on till by the hospital. I'm like, what do you do? Keep doing that. I can't remember exactly how far I had gone that route, but finally, it's a cop pulls me over, city cop. It was later stated, well, you were only 1,500 feet away, Theron. So I'm guessing it's 1,500 feet from the city limits, but officer pulled me over and he said I was swerving. I said, yeah, I was swerving. Because he had your brights on and my ass, you know, and I was moving out of the lane. So, for whatever reasons, yes, I did have a problem with my door. It flew open when I took a right onto the highway. And that was an issue with him. He noticed it had flown open, and I just closed it. So, I demonstrated to him. He pulled on it, and it didn't come out open. I opened it. I closed it. I said, now pull on it. And he grabbed it. I said, pull hard. And he pulled that, and it did open on its own. You know, it just, you have to just. So that wasn't enough for him. I offered to give a sobriety test because I was kind of cold. There's a t-shirt on. Been a long day. Wanted to get home. But, you know, we went through smelling my breath. I don't smoke, you know. But he says, okay, great. Get out. We'll do a sobriety test. I get out and I failed to mention about how Duke didn't react very well on getting pulled over, but he did settle down. He just sat there. Well, after 2 hours and four officers, meaning that, you know, the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one that showed up, all city cops, no county, no state, had me on the side of the road. The bar owner, offending me in as many ways as possible. I responded with telling jokes, usually getting one or two of them to laugh. But, yeah, 2 hours of it. Now that's, you know, did I file a complaint? No. Do I remember it? Yeah, like, no, no, tomorrow. Does someone else remember it? Yeah, the person that picked me up. They made me leave my Jeep there. Threatened to take my dog, a service dog that has been my service dog for 5 years. But they threatened to take him. How would you like us to tow your vehicle and throw your service dog in the pound? They were trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I'm like, yeah, I can't help you there, but I don't think it's illegal. And not quite sure what they were looking for, but I knew that, you know, they were prodding me for 2 hours. Okay. And I'm going to leave it there on